I'm Marco Werman with The World. This week, President Trump met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas at the White House. That's when Trump said the Mideast peace process was, quote, frankly, maybe not as difficult as people have thought over the years. Trump will see Abbas again on his first foreign trip as president later this month. It will include a stop in Israel, where he'll also meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So Trump is resuming the decades-long U.S. diplomatic dance with Arab-Israeli politics. We're going to hear now about one Palestinian who'd like people to focus on something more mundane. My colleague Carol Hill spoke with him. Carol, who is this man?
His name is Mohammed Sabahne. He's a Palestinian cartoonist. He lives in the West Bank. He takes a very tough position against Israel. He himself was detained in 2013 at a checkpoint. He was charged with being linked to a terrorist group. He spent 5 months in an Israeli prison before being acquitted of charges and released. But 2 weeks of that detention was spent in solitary confinement, and that whole experience really influenced his cartooning.
I know he's got a new book of cartoons out. What's it about?
It's called White and Black, Political Cartoons from Palestine, and it really springs from his time in solitary confinement. And what he really wants is for people around the world not to focus on the big political benchmarks of meetings and diplomatic maneuvers, but the impact of Israeli occupation on the daily lives of Palestinians. When I spoke to him, I asked him, what aspects of that was he trying to portray in his cartoons?
Most of the people, when they are talking about the situation in Palestine, care about the political aspect, but most of them ignore that all of these political issues cause difficulty in Palestinian life. The wall is not just drawing the border for Israeli states, but also the wall is something the Palestinians suffering from it. Checkpoint, the same thing. Everything causes some difficulty for Palestinians when they want to travel, when they want to go to the university, to take care about their normal life. There is something human. We should talk about it. And that's the main perspective I came with it by this book, to talk about the occupation and the effects of the occupation on the human life in Palestine.
The feeling you get when you look at your cartoons, it's crowded. There's a lot of nooks and crannies. People's lives are taking place in small spaces. There's a lot of borders and checkpoints and constant things that affect your day-to-day life.
Yeah, sure. I faced a lot of problem and difficulty when I want to go, for example, to Jerusalem to take American visa. I should go to Jordan to make the interview for this visa because I cannot go to Jerusalem. A lot of Palestinians cannot move around the West Bank. They're seeing their family because of the checkpoint. All of this political decision has a bad impact on all of the Palestinian life.
You've said that the 2 weeks you spent in solitary confinement during that detention was the time you came up with the idea for this book, White and Black. What was it about that experience that inspired this book?
Actually, I think the prison changed the content of the cartoon more than the artwork. Most of the cartoonists and artists in Arab world want to show that the Palestinian prisoners like a hero, like a Superman. And this is something I did not feel it when I was in the prison. I feel that human being, I need to go back to my life, my ordinary life, see my wife, my daughter, my friends, go back to my work, do my artwork. And that's what I feel. I did not feel that I look like Superman inside the prison. That's what the prison changed, the perspective of my cartoon and what exactly I should represent in my cartoon.
You've written that you want to simply depict all aspects of Palestinian life. What kind of things are you depicting in your cartoons to convey that?
I draw about the checkpoints, the wall, Palestinian prisoner. I talk about the family of a prisoner because all of the cartoonists used to talk about the prisoner, and I want the people around the world to see that not just the prisoner who's suffering, also his family is suffering. And I show the effects when you lost anyone from your family, what's the influence of this accident on all of the family, not just the person you will lose.
What do you want Americans to understand about living under occupation that you don't think they do understand?
I want them to understand what's really happened on the land. It is not just political process. There is something human happening in Palestine. You can't imagine that if you want to go from your home to your family home, you may spend 7 hours just to reach your family home while it should be just 1 hour. I want them to know that the Palestinians not just demanding their state because they want to raise their flag on it. They want to live as a human being. That's it.
Mahabad Sabahne is a Palestinian cartoonist. His new book is called White and Black, Political Cartoons from Palestine. Thanks so much, Mohammed.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you.
You can see some of Mohammed Sabahne's cartoons from his new book, White and Black, there at PRI.org.